Now for the papers with Alice Workman.
Good morning, Sarah. The front page of today's Sydney Morning Herald is an exclusive about education funding. The paper says the Turnbull government will not fund the final 2 years of the Gonski school deal. Instead, Education Minister Simon Birmingham says the coalition will seek to strike a new deal from 2018. That's the year the two-thirds of the $10 billion funding was scheduled to start flowing out. Minister Birmingham says instead of handing out big increases, he wants the focus to be on creating a simpler scheme that holds state governments accountable for how they spend their money. In The Australian, former PM Tony Abbott has some advice for Malcolm Turnbull. The headline says, Abbott to PM, tackle unions. The member for Warringah says the Dyson Hayden report on the Royal Commission into Trade Unions, which is due out on Thursday, must be a key part of the coalition's hard line on workplace reform, which they'll take to next year's election. Mr. Abbott's named the construction and maritime unions as two who should be brought into line. In the Courier Mail, not so fast, Jared. That's in reference to Jared Baden-Clay. Queensland's top prosecutor has privately told the Palaszczuk government that it plans to launch a high court fight to reinstate Jared Baden-Clay's murder conviction. The 45-year-old was given a life sentence for murdering his wife, Alison, in April 2012, but won an appeal earlier this month to downgrade the conviction from murder to manslaughter. In the Daily Telegraph, the front page reads, Thin Blue Fine. Traffic police in New South Wales are being told to increase the number of RBTs they perform and to issue more speeding fines in a bid to curb the state government's soaring road toll. 345 deaths have been recorded this year. That's a 10% increase on 2014. The clock is ticking is the headline in The Age as the bushfires continue to burn. With the temperatures heading to 37 degrees on New Year's Eve, fire crews around the Wye River are throwing everything they have at the still out of control bushfire, but authorities say it could be weeks until they get the blaze under control. On the Adelaide Advertiser, the front page reads Master and Comanche, a nice pun there on the Sydney to Hobart yacht race. The multi-million dollar American yacht Comanche has crossed the line last night in first place, but the tiny South Australian entry called Enchantress, it's a 32-year-old vessel helmed by veteran skipper John Willoughby, is leading on handicap and is sailing towards the finish line. The Mercury in Tasmania also features the Sydney to Hobart. Wounded Warrior is their headline and quotes Comanche owner Texan billionaire Jim Clark, who says after a tough few days at sea, he won't be returning to defend the title, but his wife, who was also the co-owner, Aussie supermodel Christy Hines-Clark, says she's more enthusiastic. It's not going to be the last time Comanche is here, she says, not if I have anything to do with it. So some female power there on this sea, Sarah.
Fantastic. Thank you, Alice.